And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
If one has devoted his life to Christ and is living in the Spirit and not in the flesh, is he wrong if he doesn't marry? Is it wrong for him to serve as an elder? And if so, why? Now, really, there's more than one question here, and so we'll try to answer them in order. If one has devoted his life to Christ and is living in the Spirit and not in the flesh, is it wrong if he doesn't marry? Well, the answer, of course, is certainly no. The way that we live in the Spirit is by living according to the Word of the Spirit. And according to the book of Ephesians, the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. So we know the Bible to be the product of the Spirit. And when we live according to its instructions, then we're walking according to the Spirit's Word. We're living according to the Spirit. We're living in the Spirit in that sense. Now, is it wrong for a person, if he wants to follow all the dictates of the Bible, to not marry? Well, the answer is certainly no. All we have to do is look to the apostles to see that whether or not we marry is a matter of personal preference. For example, the apostle Peter was married, for we know that when our Lord walked this earth, he healed the mother-in-law of Peter. Well, in order to have a mother-in-law, he had to have had a wife, and his wife's mother was ill, and our Lord healed her. So we know that Peter was married. Peter was an apostle of our Lord. But we also know that Paul was not married. The apostle Paul chose not to marry. He saw it as something that would hold him back in his work for the Lord. The apostle Paul traveled a great deal. Much of the travel was very difficult and very dangerous. And he saw having a wife as being something that would hold him back. It was a matter of personal preference. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul gives his advice that considering the current time of distress for Christians, it would be better not to marry. But that was his advice for that particular time, and he specified right there in the same chapter. However, if a person could not control the sexual desire that he had and remain unmarried, faithful to God's law, then he should go ahead and marry. It would be better to marry than to burn. So we see marriage as a matter of personal choice. Now the second part of the question asks, is it wrong for him to serve as an elder, and if so, why? The answer to that question is yes. It would be wrong for an unmarried man to serve as an elder. All we have to do is turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3. In 1 Timothy 3, beginning in verse 1, Paul is teaching Timothy, the young preacher Timothy, the qualifications of an elder or a bishop. We find beginning in verse 1 that this is a faithful saying. If a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, and able to teach. Now this passage teaches us, when we put all of it together, that an elder must be a man, number one, and number two, he must be married, because we're told he must be the husband of one wife. Well, that means that a man who has more than one wife certainly isn't qualified, because he is living in adultery and violating God's law. And a man with no wives is also not qualified. You can be a faithful child of God, active in the kingdom of our Lord, and choose not to marry. That's fine. But to be an elder, one of the many qualifications is that a man must be married. So, we see then the answers to the questions. No, it's not necessary to marry, but a person unmarried cannot be an elder. Hope you'll find those answers to the questions helpful.